Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Monday, June 20th. This is the Jazz Queen. Mike will not be joining us tonight. He's hanging out with Tony Exum Jr. in Baltimore, getting ready for their show at Blues Alley tomorrow night. So he will not be with us, but we are going to move on. Let me welcome to the chat room Amazon Prince Chuck Wyrick, Smooth Jazz Family. Anisha, welcome all, and the guests, welcome to the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Cindy Bradley's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. And if you would like to speak with her, please give us a call at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. We welcome Cindy back with a brand new CD, Unscripted, will be released tomorrow. Cindy Bradley, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi. First of all, I want to say that it was so cool meeting you at Seabreeze at the Borders bookstore.
I know, we finally met. It was cool.
Yeah. It was so much fun, so I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that a lot. So thank you for giving all of us, a chance to hang out with you and take pictures and all of that. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, no, it was fun, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then the show on Saturday, I believe you were on Saturday, was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Good show, great show, and I'm so glad that I had a chance to see you perform. So I enjoyed that.
Me too. That was actually one of the few shows I got about 5 days to hang out in Florida. So that was a good weekend, I remember.
Yes, really good weekend. Now, I want to tell you, and I have mentioned this on the show a couple of times, that Bloom changed my mind about the trumpet.
Oh, wow.
I was not a fan. Yeah, I was not a fan of the trumpet. There were a couple of songs that I like Rick Bryan's Notorious is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a song by, there's a song, Rise by Herb Alpert I liked.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Overall, I was not a fan of the trumpet until Bloom came on the scene. And I don't know if it's the way that you presented it in your music, but to me it felt like something new and fresh.
Oh, wow, that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And since then, we've had other trumpet players on the show, and I have really, really enjoyed their music. So, yeah, you are a big part of changing my mind about the trumpet. I love the way you play.
Thank you. Yeah, trumpet's not so bad. It's one of the good ones, right? There's just not as many people playing it.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm biased, though, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. So now you, as I said, Bloom debuted in 2009. And since then, you have won a couple of awards. You were named Debut Artist of the Year at the Catalina Island Jazz Track Fest and Smooth Jazz News Magazine. You won Best New Artist, and Bloom was nominated for Album of the Year by the American Smooth Jazz Awards. You were named Best New Artist in the Jazz Hall of Fame, and you won two Oasis Awards, Best Brass Player and Best New Artist. Now, what is this three-year journey been like for you?
Oh, wow. It's been a dream come true, to be honest, and it's been really, really fast. Like, I worked, you know, really, really hard for years to try to get a record deal and get a solo career going. But then when it actually happened, everything just took off. So, yeah, it's been 2 years, and all the awards and all that stuff has been really unexpected. You know, I always worked for it, but I never really thought I would, you know, get all this stuff going. It's been awesome. That's one of the reasons it took 2 years to do this second CD, because there's just been so much happening. I've been really enjoying the ride, and it took me a little bit longer to actually get the second recording done, but it's been amazing.
Well, now let's talk about Unscripted. It will be released tomorrow, and it will be available on Amazon.com and on her website, CindyBradley.com. So tell us about Unscripted and what your vision for this new CD was.
Well, Unscripted, the way that Michael Browning, who produced the CD, he also produced Bloom, but the way we went about recording this CD was totally different than the way we recorded Bloom. When we did Bloom, he kind of wrote most of it for me, and then I flew out to his studio in Phoenix, and I recorded the songs that were written. So it was just, you know, I just played basically what was written for me and did a little bit of writing. Unscripted, we had no plan when I went to his studio. So we just spent days writing and collaborating, and he really wanted the CD to be all about me. So, you know, there's some things on there that go back to straight ahead jazz, a couple standards that I grew up playing and, you know, I really like. And then I got to write a lot, and a lot of the writing kind of tapped into a lot of things I was going through in my life at the time, you know, real passionate, emotional type of stuff for me. So I feel like it, this CD specifically, I'm really proud of, because I think it really represents me and my music.
Okay. All right. Now, Mike has joined us. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Hi. I wasn't expecting you to call in, because I know you're with Tony.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Tony. Hey, Cindy. What's going on?
Nothing. Nice to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you as well. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. Tony, tell Tony I said hi, too.
How you doing, Cindy?
Just fine. Everything's good.
Cool. All right. So now I wanted to ask you about the release of the first single, Massive Transit, because it always interests me what the thought process is in releasing a single, and how do you decide which one to release. Now, I told you before we came on the air that I really like Deja Blue, and that really could have been the first single released. So how did you decide to do Massive Transit?
Well, it's always really difficult to pick a single, and, you know, the label really goes through and picks a single, and they took my input, but I always don't want to decide, because I'm always biased in the ones that I like, you know, for different reasons why they're special to me. But Massive Transit was the one, you know, I think that was the most different from what, you know, you're used to really hearing on Smooth Jazz Radio. It had, you know, more of a house groove and effects on the trumpet and things that weren't, you know, you don't really commonly hear. So we actually kind of went with the one that was going to be the most different. So that's how we picked that
and
one.
And see, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about how I thought, how you changed my mind about the trumpet, because hearing the trumpet in massive transit is just, it's, I can't even explain it, but it's such a hot, hot song. As Mike will say, hot fire.
All right.
It is such a hot song, and the trumpet in it just gives it a whole new feel, a different feel.
Yeah, nice. Definitely.
Okay. Now, Mike, do you have any questions before I go to the music? Or Tony?
They're out partying. They left. No, they're there.
I think they put me on mute.
They did.
That's fine. Yeah, they're probably out getting Tony ready for his performance tomorrow night at Blue Valley. So, okay, well, now I want to play Deja Blue, because this is one of my favorites on this CD. Tell me about this song.
Deja Blue is another one of the more funky ones. It's, a bluesy, funky song. That's why we called it Deja Blue. Just kind of gave it a cool title, and it features Tim Veder, who's an amazing saxophone player from New York City, one of my good friends. He's playing saxophone on it, and Mike Browning's playing piano on it, of course, and I'm trying to think, who else is on that? Oh, Freddie Fox is playing guitar, and one of my friends from North Carolina, Ernie Donadell, is playing bass on it, so it's a fun, one really fun track from the CD.
All right, from Sydney Bradley's new CD, Unscripted, it will be released tomorrow. This is Deja Blue.
Playing.
Love that.
Thank you.
I forgot about that part. That is so cool. That is one of my favorite ones. That is Deja Blue, and that is on Cindy's new CD, Unscripted. It will be released tomorrow, so definitely pick that up. All right, Mike, you have a question?
No, I think Tony had a question. Yes, I did.
Go ahead.
Cindy, I would like to know who are some, I don't know if you've answered this already, but I'd like to know if you can tell me who are some of your main influences musically. I'm sure.
It was a little hard to hear. Did he say main influences on trumpet?
Yeah.
Oh, mostly I grew up studying and listening to straight ahead trumpet players and a lot of hard bop players, specifically like Lee Morgan, Blue Mitchell, Freddie Hubbard, Clifford Brown, and then Miles Davis, of course. But a lot of the hard bop school was what I really gravitated towards when I was really learning to improvise and things like that. So, you know, a little bit farther back, but those guys are most of my heroes.
And what other forms of music have influenced you? I hear some hip hop and stuff. I think Facebook. So I definitely hear that influence.
When I moved to New York City after I graduated from college, I played mostly in funk bands. So a lot of funk and R&B. And, you know, listening to it and a lot of, you know, horn bands and things like that. So that's really, where the whole, like, groove-oriented type of R&B, hip-hop influence came into play. And I listen to everything. You know, I listen to pop music, hip-hop, everything. So, but, yeah, as far as playing, there's an awful lot of funk playing growing up. And I grew up in Buffalo, and when I grew up there, I played a lot of salsa and a lot of Latin music, too. So, I don't know, all different stuff, but probably more the funk stuff in New York is where all, you hear that coming from.
Now, do you find it hard to, when you come on the stage and people know or found out that you're a trumpet player, and they, have the assumption like, oh, wow, she's a trumpet player, this is not going to be too good. Do you find it hard to win them over, or once you do, do you find that really, really gratifying, knowing that, you just turn somebody into a believer in the trumpet, after watching you perform?
It's definitely gratifying. I think, obviously less and less the more I do get out there, but a lot of times people will take their first look at me and assume that I'm not going to be able to play that well, whether it's the trumpet or that it's a woman or what it is. So people kind of don't know what to expect because it's not something they see all the time. So, usually by the first couple of notes, you can kind of see the reaction, and, people tend to just embrace it. So it's definitely rewarding. I think, more trumpet players and women, too, that you have out there doing it, the better, But, no, I love that part of it.
Mm-hmm. And we really embraced you at Seabreeze because I think just about everybody there was the first time seeing you perform, and we all had a great time. It was nice.
Thanks. Yeah, that was my first time down there. Nice. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And I love the way you did your own sound check.
Oh, yeah, in the middle of the show, right?
Yeah.
Well, nobody can hear. So cool. I said, we have to fix this.
Yes, you took control and you fixed it, and after that, it was going on after that. We were partying after that one.
My band was too good for no one to hear them.
That's true, so true. I have a couple of questions for you from the chat room. A smooth jazz family would like to know, why did you choose the trumpet, or did it choose you?
Oh, good question. I would say it was a complete fluke the way I ended up playing the trumpet. I was in fourth grade in elementary school where they let you pick a band instrument, and the teacher gave us permission slips to take home, and I forgot to take my permission slip home. So the next day the teacher came and found me because I played the piano, so she knew I liked music, and she said, why didn't you turn in a form to play a band instrument? And I told her I forgot to take it home and have my parents sign it. So she made me circle an instrument right there on the paper. And she said, well, if you circle it right now, we'll order it for you, but you have to do it now because we're turning them in. And I just circled the trumpet for really no reason at all. I knew what one was, and some of my brother's friends played trumpet, and it was just a split-second decision that there was really no thought put into it at all. So it's kind of funny. I wish it was a story where I just gravitated towards it, but it really, it didn't at that age. You know, it just ended up being one of those things.
And it was fate because look now, you know, it
worked.
Oh,
I'm happy. Yeah, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Not sure why.
It worked. Okay, I have actually three questions from the Smooth Jazz family. So question number two is, who would you like to jam with?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. There's so many people. I mean, I honestly, you know, whenever I have to answer that question, it's difficult because there's so many good players. But I think one of the things that's been most rewarding in the last couple of years is a lot of the side men I've gotten to play with, like the guys from LA that play in my band and just blow everybody away. You know, I don't know that I could name any one artist specifically. That's a tough question.
Okay. And her third question is, are you coming to Southern California, San Diego, anytime soon to promote that awesome new CD? We've been promoting you at our favorite jazz spot at Anthology. To be surprised if your phone... Oh, don't be surprised if your phone starts ringing.
All right. Awesome. I love Anthology. I'm going to be out in California a lot. I wasn't in San Diego recently, but I was more up north. But we're doing a whole bunch of bookings and tours that are just about to be coming out. So there's some new people I'm working with. There's about to be a big amount of dates. So I should be out there, but I don't have any dates yet. But tell him soon when he least expects it.
That's true. And you can always find out her concert dates on her website, cindybradley.com. By the way, I like the new website.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that was Lynn Nerva. She did that website for me. She does Boney James's website, too. That's how I found her.
Oh,
great web designer.
Yes, yes. All right. Now, let's listen to Footprints. Tell me about this one.
Oh, Footprints is a jazz standard that, you know, I played forever, and we just wanted to pick one or two standards because that's kind of what I grew up playing and studying. So Footprints was one of the ones we did, and we tried to make it, you know, a little contemporary and modern sounding. So it's like you know, an old standard with a new twist on it. And let me think who's on this one. Freddie Fox plays guitar again, Tim Veder playing saxophone, and Mario Mendevil is actually playing bass, which is a really like important bass part in this song. So that's it.
All right, we're talking to trumpetess, is how I like to call you, trumpetess Cindy Bradley, about her new CD, Unscripted. It will be released tomorrow. You can pick that up on Amazon.com and on her website, cindybradley.com. If you would like to speak to Cindy, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. This is Footprints. right. That was Footprints from Cindy Bradley's new CD, Unscripted. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mike, are you still there? Okay. In your bio, you made the statement that you didn't want to overthink or worry about others, everyone's great expectations, I guess, on you or this next CD. But what about you? Did you put any high expectations on yourself for this CD?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I did. I wouldn't say, you know, I was feeling a lot of pressure when throughout the process of recording and writing for the CD. I just kind of let that flow. But, yeah, I felt a certain amount of pressure just because over the last 2 years, you know, I have gotten a lot of recognition and awards and things like that. And, oh, no, there goes the dog. Sorry. never fails. And wonderful fans and friends. So I kind of want to deliver and, you know, continue to be better and better for all those people that are believing in me. All right, Maceo, mommy's on an interview.
Maceo.
Sorry about him.
It's okay.
I don't know if you can hear my answer.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, I felt pressure to kind of keep you know, everybody supporting me, seeing that I was growing and getting, you know, better and better at things. So, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another question from the chat room, Smooth Jazz Family. Question number 4, when did the trumpet become your passion? Because when you play it at shows, no, when did the trumpet become your passion? Because when you play it, it shows. Your show at Thornton was off the hook, Cindy. Keep it on. Keep on keeping on.
Cool, thank
you. So when did it become your passion?
You know, I'd say when I was around 12, I joined a big band. It was a community jazz band that was all kids. And probably about 25 kids in the group, and we played 1940s style swing music. The band was called Sugar and Jazz, and we would do little tours and play every Saturday night. And that's when I really started playing jazz and listening to jazz and, you know, learning how to improvise a little bit, and I just really fell in love with the instrument then. So I would say, you know, after a couple years of playing in school and then joining this group outside of school where it was really playing jazz that made me love the trumpet specifically. And that's all I wanted to do from that point on.
Okay. Lori told me to tell you the next time you're in Phoenix, you better call her 3!
Of course I'll call her. Tell her to come to New York, too.
There you go, Lori. Come to New York.
Yeah, come to New York. No, I'll be out in Phoenix a lot because my brother's in Phoenix, actually, and him and his wife are having a baby, and I'm going to be out in Phoenix a lot. Tell her I'll look her up for sure.
Okay. All right. There you go, Lori. What was it like performing in Dubai?
Oh, wow. It was completely different than I expected it to be. I actually, when they asked me to play at the Dubai Jazz Festival, I didn't want to go. I was afraid to go because it's the Middle East, and it was 15-hour plane flight and so far from home, and I traveled by myself, and I was just really not sure what to expect from that part of the world. And it was awesome. The festival was awesome. The audience was amazing. All the other musicians there and the band they had, and it was Dubai is just something else. It's just everything about it is just so huge and overwhelming, and it was an awesome experience. I'm really, really glad I went and didn't chicken out because I was wrong.
Well, Trippin goes there. I think this is their second year that I know of there. So, and they seem to take the whole roster with them when they go. So that's cool. So maybe you go back next year, you know.
And
how did they feel about you in terms of being a female playing a trumpet?
You know, it was really like playing any other place. There was no discrimination or nothing like that. But also, you know, Dubai is one of these places where all different cultures are together. So I think most of the people that come out to the jazz festival are people that, you know, are open to seeing all different types of music and people playing music. So it was in a pretty comfortable environment at the festival. It really didn't feel, felt like I was playing, you know, back here in the States. Really didn't feel
okay.
That different.
Okay. Question number five from Smooth Jazz Family. Besides the piano, what other instruments do you play?
Oh, a lot. I actually used to play the upright bass. I started the bass in seventh grade, and when I went to college, I minored in double bass. So bass was like my second love, and then, you know, I played a little drum set, and I'm actually a band teacher during the week, so I teach in a public school, you know, all instruments to young kids. So I play a little, you know, saxophone and trombone and flute and all the wind instruments. But, you know, on Unscripted and on Bloom, I play a little trombone and a little saxophone too, and some of the horn section parts. But, you know, I would say bass would be the big one for my second, yeah. One I'm the second best at, if you want to put it that way.
Okay. Let me welcome Mimi from Japan in the chat room. Welcome, Mimi. All right. Okay. I'm going to play You Don't Know What Love Is next. Tell me about that.
That was the other standard that we decided to do. I was actually at Mike's studio, and we were kind of taking a break from writing, and he just said, what's one of your favorite jazz standards to play? And that's the one I picked. I love playing this song. Like, if I ever have a gig in a club or a bar in New York, I always pick this song to play. So, and we made it kind of funky and moody. And, yeah, that's why that one's on there. That's always been one of my favorite songs.
All right. You Don't Know What Love Is. right. You don't know what love is. From Cindy Bradley's new CD, Unscripted. It will be released tomorrow on Amazon.com. You can also pick it up on her website, CindyBradley.com. Pick this one up. I highly recommend it.
Thank you. This dog is in so much trouble when we hang up. He's barking the whole time.
Well, the chat room is saying he's grooving to the music, too. So
he's
okay. He's okay. He's fine.
Cool.
One last question. What is the significance of the quote on your pink trumpet?
Oh, I had this custom, it's like a hybrid Plugel trumpet built. And when I had it built, I wanted it hot pink, really, really loud hot pink. But I wanted quotes that meant something to me engraved all along the trumpet. Like I wanted them on all the pipes. And how it ended up is the guy who designed it, he couldn't really get the quotes engraved in that color lacquer. So he just picked the one quote and put it in the bell. And that's it. Shakespeare quote, "If music be the food of love, play on." So all the quotes were kind of about love and life, but that was the only one he could fit. So it was one of the ones that I picked that meant something to me.
Okay. All right. Next to the last question, what immediate dates are coming up for you? Where can people go see you?
Well, the soonest one now is the Hartford Jazz Festival on July 16th. Okay. And then I'm trying to think. Everything else is kind of, like I said, we're just about to announce a whole bunch of tour dates. So there's going to be hopefully some real major touring going on and filling up the rest of the summer into the fall. But until we kind of work that out, I'm trying to think what else I have that stuff. And then I'm going to doing Catalina Island again. I'm going to be at Rehoboth in October. That's really about it right now. But in the next couple weeks, you should be seeing a whole bunch more stuff coming out. Pretty exciting stuff.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to play Massive Transit, the next song, and this was the first single released on the CD. Tell me about Massive Transit.
Massive Transit is, that was a single. That's actually the first one we recorded and wrote for this one, and we just wanted to make it really fun and different with a house groove. Freddie Fox plays guitar on it. It's got Tim Veder playing sax and Ernie Donadell on bass again, and then Mike Broning playing keys all over it, too. So it's one of the really funky, fun ones on the CD.
Yes, it is. Massive Transit. hot fire, as Mike would say. That is massive transit.
Cool.
That's so cool. Look, the chat room is loving that song, too. That is so nice. Massive transit with the trumpet. With the trumpet. Now, just imagine how that probably would sound with the saxophone.
No.
Just gives it a whole new feel. It gives it a whole different feel. I love that.
Cool.
I love it.
Very nice.
Well, Miss Cindy Bradley, thank you so much for joining us this evening and giving us another opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
We look forward to this new CD being released tomorrow, and congratulations to you on Unscripted.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thanks to everyone in the chat room,
you're so
too.
Welcome. You are
That's
so welcome.
That's congratulations, too, Cindy. And I apologize for not asking any questions tonight, but, you know, I'm sitting here chilling with Tony Exum, and, you know, so we at the Curry Out getting some eat, so...
Nice. Help Tony have a great show tomorrow, tonight.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that, Cindy. Cool. Hopefully we'll be on some shows with you as well in the future.
I hope so. We came close.
Yes, getting very close.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
All right. All right. Well, we hope to see you on the road again. I'm looking forward to definitely seeing you again somewhere for sure.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All right,
that was Cindy Bradley. Her new CD, Unscripted, will be released tomorrow. Again, you can pick that up on Amazon and on her website, cindybradley.com. I highly recommend this one. It's called Unscripted. Definitely get that. Okay, Mike, we have 7 minutes. So what's going on with you and Tony?
We had rehearsal tonight with Phase 2. Like I said, the rehearsal went very good. It was off the chain. The rehearsal went off the chain, and it's gonna be some hot music tomorrow being played at Blues Alley. So if anybody's out in DMV and they want to come on down on the weeknight and check some cool jazz out on the first day of the summer, official day of the summer, like I said, come on out and check Tony out. It's gonna be hot. I gotta say I'm very proud of Tony because he's been practicing and getting ready so he's ready. He's ready now, Terry.
Okay. All right. Well, Tony, you do your thing at Blues Alley, and then next weekend you guys will be in Colorado.
Yes. We will be in Colorado this Saturday for the Colorado R&B and Jazz Festival. That's gonna have Babyface, Pamela Williams, Tony, of course, Tony Exum, Nick Corleone is going to be there, Marcus Anderson, Pieces of a Dream. It's going to be a half festival. So, like I said, we're going to turn that one out, too. So, we're definitely going to do things.
Okay.
You ready? So, yeah, we've seen about the stuff out of mouths. So we got some food.
All right.
So we got some late-night food.
All right, then. Well, enjoy your dinner.
So, but it's going to be a half festival, and like, we're just ready to get the summer started. So.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Okay, Saturday, June 25th, we are talking to guitarist James White. He is a correction officer in Indianapolis, and so we will be talking to him on Saturday about his self-titled CD. On Sunday, Rob Tartik. Okay, Mike, I need to mute you.
Okay, mute me.
Okay, on Sunday, we will be talking to Rob Tartik about his new CD, Bell. And then on Monday, we'll be talking to Chuck Ryrick. He is also a trumpeter, and he is in the chat room. So we will be talking to him on Monday as well. So let me thank everyone in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Mimi from Japan, especially a huge thank you to you for joining us, and please join us again this Saturday for James White, and that is it. So let me see if Mike is still on.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You've been listening to talk.
Okay, let's see, I'm getting feedback.
You getting feedback?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to mute you. Okay.
Sorry about that. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen, and Mike Reynolds, and we look forward to talking smooth jazz again with you on Saturday. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.